Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Dewey the Library Cat, A True Story, by Vicki Myron with Brett Witter, performed by Laura Hamilton. Vicki, to Dewey, my little buddy. Brett, to Lydia and Isaac, as always. Chapter 1. Lost and Found. You find all kinds of things in a library book return box. Garbage, snowballs, soda cans. Stick a hole in a wall and you're asking for trouble. I should know. My name is Vicki Myron, and I am the former director of the Spencer Public Library in Spencer, Iowa. At our library, the book return slot was in a back alley across the street from the town's middle school, so rocks and snowballs were the least of our worries. Several times we were startled in the middle of the day by a loud explosion from the back of the library. Inside the book return box, we'd find a firecracker. After the weekend, the drop box would also be full of books. So every Monday morning, I took them out of the box and loaded them onto one of our book carts. Same thing every week. Until one morning, one of the coldest mornings of the year, when I came in with the book cart and found Jean Hollis Clark, a fellow librarian, standing dead still in the middle of the staff room. "I heard a noise from the drop box," Jean said. "What kind of noise?" "I think it's an animal." "A what?" "An animal," Jean said. "I think there's an animal."